bearing the famous cheese between them, a cluster of moles, Boorab, Nimbalo and Gundil, followed Drog downstairs. It was an experiment to see how the cheese complemented the cellar hog's remaining stock. Old Hog and Brother Hoban drifted off to the gatehouse for a game of nutshells and pebbles. Friar Bob had fallen asleep in his chair, while Flobus and Egbert crept away to the kitchens with Sister Alconet to bake scones for next morning's breakfast. Others shuffled off yawning to the beds. Dana was happy just to sit with Mira and Fillon. He gazed up at the ancient high-raftered ceiling while Abbess Mira watched him.
So, do you like our abbey?
The former Tagarung ran a paw over his unmarked face. There was no evidence of any tattoo on us.
Like it? I never imagined any place could be so wonderful. I've got you here, and Mama too. It's like living in the midst of a beautiful dream.
He hugged his mother and sister close. Fillon sighed happily.
The dream will continue. We are a family again, together here at Redwall.
Several mornings later, Nimbalo was out early, taking a morning stroll along the wall top. He liked rising before dawn and helping in the kitchens, amid the good-natured bustle and delicious aromas wafting from the ovens. Friar Bob would slice some hot bread and pack it with button mushrooms cooked in a savoury herb sauce for him. The harvest mouse climbed the east wall steps with his sandwich and ambled along the ramparts. He was fascinated by everything about the imposing architecture of Redwall and munched away, his bright eyes taking in every detail. An early frost rimed the red sandstone battlements. Dawn was breaking slowly, calm and windless, tinging the horizon orange and peach. Below the north wall, rowan trees were clustered thick with red and cream berries. Further away, he could see the fir cones, now turned brown. In leisurely fashion, Nimbalo reached the northwest wall corner. His gaze swept over the flatlands and back to the path that ran alongside the west wall. There, standing in front of the main gate, was Ruggan Bohr, at the head of 300 armed Juska vermin. They stood immobile and silent, barbaric tattooed faces tight-lipped, awaiting their chieftain's command. Not a spear or a blade clanked against a shield. Ruggan Bohr, the golden fox, leaned on his sabre hilt, his inscrutable gaze assessing the walls. Nimbalo dropped flat below the battlements, his breakfast forgotten as he scrambled away to the north steps.